every Tuesday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. From our Los Angeles studios, Kevin Frazier. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, you know, we're counting down to American Idol, and we know all the madness that's been going on between Nicki Minaj and Mariah. And Steven Tyler, a judge from the show last year, he jumped in the fray and he said, you know, quote, about the judges, the show needs to be judged by people that are honest, true, that have that it factor, not the it factor because they can fight. He doesn't believe that Nicki Minaj will be a true and good judge. Now, we all know that Nicki has gone wide saying that, hey, I want to apologize for what happened between Mariah and I. I don't mean any harm, but let's play a little game, Tom. And you listen to a lot of interviews. I want you to tell me what Nicki is really saying in this soundbite. Everybody listen up.
Mariah's always been someone that I looked up to, and that part is never going to ever change. But everything else, it's real life. And you know what? You guys are going to enjoy this season of Idol for real.
For real.
Okay.
Now, what do you think she really means by that, Tom? In
I
your
can't
interpretation,
stand that B.
Yeah, I can't stand that B. I can't stand that B. Yeah, that's my answer.
That's what I think too. That
the same thing.
She can't wait to get on live TV to go bonkers on Mariah. Now, let me say this: Mariah is not 100% innocent because she knows how to just poke Nicki just enough. Mariah has a show in Sydney, Australia on January the 3rd, and that show sold out in 4 minutes. And she issued a press release, her people did, that, you know, touting all the folks who've sold out in Sydney, Australia. And it also mentioned that American Idol diva Nicki Minaj still has tickets on sale, but global superstar Mariah Carey sold out in Sydney in 4 minutes.
Dang.
Now, I'm not saying that she's messing with her, but she's messing with her. Which leads you to believe that there's going to be some madness when American Idol comes.
So that means that there's really no talent on the stage, that all of the show will be
the judges.
The judges' table, right?
And see, that's what I have a problem with, because I think, I remember, these singing shows were about
singers. And now it's about the judges.
Fantasia, Ruben against Clay, you know, Kelly Clarkson. So that used to be American Idol. Now it's all what judge can say what and act how. Now, meanwhile, Nicki dealing with low sales of her Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, Re-Up album, and she says one of the reasons is because Target isn't carrying the album. And Target came right back yesterday, and they said, whoa, easy now. Target
don't blame us.
Has the album. They said we carry Nicki Minaj's Reloaded album, Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, Re-Up, at Target.com. So if you really want it, go on the web, but don't blame us for your low sales. All I'm saying is I want y'all to get ready.
I'm ready.
I want you to get ready for madness.
I'm ready to
Don't worry about the singers. And watch how Mariah just pokes her. Just pokes her
anything
a little bit.
Anything that makes Nicki stand up, I'm all for it. You know
for real.
Oh, for real.
Get her, Mariah. Make her stand up.
And take everybody's attention off of the no talent on the stage.
Thank you.
Somebody didn't sell a lot of tickets.
Every day.